And welcome to the Jet Gypsy Diaries again. Hey, before we get started today, I want to remind you that if you would like to ask a question, make a comment, or give me some kind of a suggestion for a topic of discussion, or if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, please email jet.gypsy2021 at gmail.com. Again, it's jet.gypsy2021 at gmail.com. Love to hear from you.
Okay.
Okay, that was the intro to this one. That was Quinn scraping his plate with a fork. I had to feed Quinn to get him to talk to me about headphones, AirPods, and other tragedies.
Done and done.
So do you wear headphones when
Absolutely.
You fly?
Yep. The second I sit down, till the lights come back on.
And you don't take them off?
Throw one ear back. It's a flight attendant's talking to me.
One ear.
The nearest ear.
But are you ever so engrossed in what you're doing that you don't notice that the flight attendant is standing there?
I do.
You do notice?
It has happened before. Right. Especially if they're not coming from the front.
Well, it's not very nice of us to sneak up from the back anyway.
With headphones on.
Okay. Well, a couple of things that I want to talk about. Just so people can hear.
I want to know if they can hear the anger in your voice right now.
Can you see the anger in my face?
It's
not one flight attendant would be listening to this right now that would disagree with my frustration. Let's call it frustration.
All right.
Can we call it frustration?
We can call it frustration.
All right. So we're doing our thing because everybody thinks that the most important part of the flight, of course, is the snack and beverage service. Or the meal service in first class.
Or IFE.
Or the IFE. That's true. But we're not going to talk about that right now.
Okay.
And people might not know what that is.
I know. It was the only acronym I knew, so I said it.
Wait till we do our acronym. That's going to be amazing.
Sweet.
So we know that everybody loves that part and everybody waits for it. So here we are doing what we're supposed to do. We come in the aisle. Whether it's in first class or whether it's in the main cabin with a cart, without a cart. And the thing is that with a cart, it really surprises me because we walk down with the cart and people are so focused on their phone or that screen in front of them and they have their headphones in that literally I've seen flight attendants wave a napkin in front of them, like lean over to other people and wave a napkin and still can't get their attention. So you know what we do when that happens? If I can't pretty easily get your attention, I'm going to assume that you're not interested in the giant beverage cart with all the things on it and you don't want anything.
No, I agree with you there.
That would be a safe assumption?
Easily. Because if I'm sitting there, I can see you for 10 minutes before you get here, right?
You would think.
No, you see it coming. Like if I'm that bent on getting a beverage and snacks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just kind of stare at you the whole time, willing you to go faster.
Well, there are those people. Yeah, you're probably one of those. No doubt.
Hoping that you'll just skip everyone and come straight to me.
But so what happens is if we can't get their attention, they can't see, they don't see us, whatever. It's like somebody that's sleeping. You just move on. I don't wake people up to feed, you know, I don't punch them on the shoulder and ask them if they want something. They're sleeping. They have headphones on and they don't acknowledge me. Then I just move on.
Right.
And I get about three rows down. Ding, ding. There's a call button.
Right.
Oh, let's go see what someone needs. Is it an emergency?
Do you have to go right then? Is a call button require immediate?
As quickly as possible. Because it could be medical or something. Yeah.
Okay.
It rarely is.
Okay.
Like maybe once I'd had a call button for a medical.
Yeah.
Ever. It's usually they want
you miss
to
me.
Hand you their trash. That's a whole nother podcast.
Oh, I have thoughts on that
too. Yeah, let's talk about that. Not today, because I'm already frustrated with AirPods.
Stuff it in your water bottle.
Oh.
I love that.
You know, it's a good thing this isn't like a video cast, because I'm making all kinds of bad faces at you.
I love doing that.
Yeah. So the call button rings and I stop what I'm doing. I stop serving the person that I'm in the middle of serving. Turn around.
Right.
I go back to find out that this person who rang their call button says, you skipped me. That's what happens. For real. That really happens.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I do believe it.
So what would my appropriate response be to that?
You know, my thoughts on this is that we should look to bartenders because they've been dealing with this since the dawn of time.
And I was referred to as a bartender. Yeah, so I asked for a tip.
That's that kind of a gig though. Like you've got the drinks and people are wanting to order.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I bartended, like in a loud bar, I can't talk to you anyway. Like you won't hear it.
Right.
So I look at you. You want something? Make a signal or something. You say yes or no.
Yes.
Mouth what you want. If not, I move on.
Exactly.
And that person can wave their hand, right? In effect, the same thing that they're doing to you.
Right.
There are three people down there waving their hand. I wave back at him with the, I'll be right back.
With it just a minute. Okay. Yeah.
So it's not rude and it's not
right.
Like I'm not going to come over here unless you're throwing me $100 tips.
Right.
Sorry.
Nobody.
And it's understood. You can come back and say, hey, you know, I thought you were grossing that. I'll be right back.
Right.
And it's fair enough.
The frustrating part is that they literally think that we skipped them. Like the attitude from them is you skipped me. And no, I didn't skip you. I couldn't get your attention. So that's what I do. I'll go back and I'll say, I'll be right with you. I had one guy, and I am not exaggerating. He was a gentleman. He was probably, I don't know, 60 years old or something, sitting on the aisle, and he had the earphones that we hand out, the little ones that go in the, you know, plug into the entertainment center. He had his earphones in, and I talked to the lady at the window. She took her earbuds out. She told me what she wanted. I got her taken care of. The next lady, of course, I had to repeat everything because she didn't take her earbuds out until I was ready for her. That's fine. No, it's not really, but whatever. Everybody should take their earbuds out when I'm at your aisle. So everybody hears what the snack choices are.
Dear expectations, please come down to reality.
I know. But what
unless
if you
that's on the video at the front.
But they don't want
when
to.
When they come by, please take your headphones out. No, you're never going to. It's never going to happen.
You're probably right.
Like,
well,
that expectation, I would just say, if most of the people do it, then you're happy. Otherwise, you're going to be pissed about this forever.
True. Well, so this guy, this gentleman, was on the aisle. So I took care of the lady at the window, lady in the middle, went through the whole snack regimen, the whole drink regimen with them. And the whole time he's got his ear things in and he's looking at his TV. And so I leaned down and I touched him on the shoulder and he looked up and I said, would you like something to drink? Now, mind you, all of this has gone on in front of him. Like I literally had to reach in front of his line of vision to give these people their things. And I said, would you like something to drink? And he just looked at me like he didn't understand what I said. And so I did the drink thing with my hand. And he said very loudly, what do you have?
I hate that.
So I listed the whole thing of everything that we had, all the beverages that I could offer him and all the snacks that I could offer him. And he just looked at me while I was saying it. And then he furrowed his brow and said loudly again, I can't hear you.
Did you make the?
I did. I made the earphone taking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, pantomime. And then he, all of a sudden, the light went on and he realized he couldn't hear me because he had earbuds in.
Yeah.
And he was moderately embarrassed.
Right.
I was probably visibly annoyed, but I kept smiling.
Right.
But yeah, but it's that kind of thing. So yeah.
So how many on every flight would you say that happens? How many times? How many people?
What, that people don't take their earbuds
just
out?
Just this person that you're describing.
They don't get, not everybody gets mad because they can't hear. They just don't take them out. You have to say
but
things
like how many times is this guy non-situational?
I would say at least 75% of the aircraft.
Really?
Yes. We have to.
Is completely situationally unaware.
Absolutely.
No way.
And it is because of the headphones.
Yeah.
Because they have them in. They can't hear you. They don't take them out when you're at their row talking to the first person. So then when you're ready for them, then they take them out. You have to repeat everything because they don't look at the menu on the screen because they can't look at the menu on the screen because if they look at the menu on the screen, they have to interrupt their movie or whatever it is they're watching.
I worked at a pizza shop one time and we would answer. Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was the early years. And we would take phone calls for to-go orders, and I'd answer the phone and say, "What can I get you?" And then that person would turn around and ask whoever else was in the room with them what they wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
So I hung up.
Same. That's some customer service.
Yeah, that's right. So maybe you just ignore these people and keep going.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you do that, but then, you know, it's like there's that whole balance between the customer service. And so we're tolerating it. But I just like, I wanted to do this podcast so people know how annoying that is. If we get in first class, it's the same thing. I manifest meals in first class and I ask them what their meal choice is.
Yeah.
So when I come to them and they've got their ear muffs or their earbuds or whatever, and I need to know what they want to eat, it's the same thing. I have to wait for them, you know, to acknowledge that I'm wanting something from them. And it's just, I don't know. It's just frustrating. I feel like it's just like, it's rude.
I agree with you. Okay. I agree with your frustration.
And there's no fix for it. You're right.
As long as you know that,
yeah,
then it'll be, I mean, that's like, mm-mm.
So the other thing that I want to mention is,
you know, if I put my right hand on this headphone,
yeah,
it cancels out whatever's going on, plus the noise canceling, so I can totally hear you.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to explain that, so I just take them off.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. And some people, you know, can tell they can hear you.
Sometimes you can do that. Like, yeah. It's off, or I'm just, you know, it's almost like an earplug.
Yeah.
Like, they're not on. They're just making it quiet.
Right. Well, and I can tell when people acknowledge that I'm talking to them and can hear me. Yeah. It's the people that let me talk. And then they take it off and they say, "I'm sorry, what?"
Yeah.
Because they see me talking to them and they wait until I'm finished. And then they decide that they're going to take those off because they can't hear me.
I don't think they're any better outside of the airplane. I think they,
I think
they do that at restaurants.
No, I think
they do that when they're ordering to go.
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't think that's specific to you. Like, some people are just like that.
Yeah. Okay, so everybody that's listening to this, if you're a headphone person that does that, don't do that. Like, can you just stop it?
I think the biggest thing, honestly, what fixes most stuff is eye contact.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if I just look at you and you're trying to say something, sometimes you just point, I hand you my garbage.
Right.
I know what's going on. I know I'm good on drinks.
Right. Well, and that too, like, if you don't take your headphones off, I'm fine with that. If you don't want something, just give me the universal signal. You know, I'm okay, thumbs up, that's great. But it's when we try to talk to them and they sit there and listen to you, and then they take their earbuds out because they can't hear you, and you have to repeat everything all over again. So it's just frustrating. The other thing,
when you come by with the garbage, is it better to have it hanging out in the aisle before you get there, or wait until you get there and then hurry and throw it in?
Garbage is a whole nother podcast. But you know what?
I'm just without taking my headphones off.
I don't care if you have your headphones on for garbage or not. Doesn't bother me. I don't care if you leave your garbage in your seat, quite frankly. But I will say one little thing about the garbage situation. Don't ring your call button. And when I get to your seat, hand me garbage. I will be by with a trash bag. Yeah. I will come by in first class with a tray. I will pick up your trash periodically during the flight. Do not ring your call button and ask me. Do not ring your call button and ask me to take a vomit bag either. You need to take that little vomit bag and you take it in the lab. And
I have one in my apartment.
You have a vomit bag and your puke bag. Nice. So the only other thing I want to say about the headphones, and then we'll rack this up. If you have AirPods, like ones that don't have, you know, strings, like the,
those wireless.
Wireless.
They call it wireless.
Don't get smart with me tonight, okay. Quinn.
Works with Bluetooth.
I'll tell everybody your nickname.
All right.
You don't want that. Yeah, that one's going to come at some point.
It will.
Is that really your nickname?
And I'll eat my feelings.
Yeah, you will. Anyway, AirPods, wireless things that go in your ears, especially the little white ones that everybody loves, the Apple brand. They're great. They're small. They fit in your ear. But when you're sleeping or you move and you bump it and it falls out.
It's gone.
It's gone. And then what happens is, you're out of your seat on your hands and knees trying to look for it on the floor with the light on your phone, and you're in the aisle and people are trying to get past you to, you're not going to find it because it is the Bermuda Triangle of AirPods. I guarantee you. The other thing then, if you can't find it during the flight, you haven't forgotten about it, you want your AirPod, you're going to, after everybody gets off the plane, you're waiting until the end.
Pull that seat apart.
Guess who has another flight to get to?
Not me. I'm looking for that AirPod.
Guess who?
Can you locate your AirPod with your phone on airplane mode?
No. But you can take it off airplane mode when you land and you can ping it.
And then you can get back on the plane and look for it?
You can take it off airplane. What do you mean?
I can just
after we land, you can have your phone can go off airplane mode as soon as
and
it goes
to
the ground.
Well, then I'm going to dig around for it.
You are, but
if I can hear it,
you can hear it, but you can't get it. We have had maintenance guys take the seats apart. There's a little metal tube, and if it goes down in the seat or on the side by the fuselage, there are these little rail things, and I guess they go in there. And I don't know how many AirPods are in the belly of an aircraft, but probably thousands of them by now.
Do they all go to the same place? Can you scoop them out?
I don't know. We'll talk to a maintenance guy about what things that they find down there. That's going to be a good conversation.
Like a loss and not.
Yeah. But if you're wearing those kind of AirPods, like wear a headband or something to hold them in, or just don't use those. Use something else. Yeah. Because if you drop one of those,
it's done.
And if you're looking for it when we're trying to deplane, chances are the flight attendants, it's either our last flight and we're going home. We cannot get off that aircraft until you do. And so if you are hanging out there looking for your AirPods, we're trying to be nice and help you, but there's a certain point where you just have to realize you're not going to find that AirPod. So I don't know, either don't wear them, don't bring them or something.
Give up fast.
Give up fast. Is that harsh?
It's not likely.
Of all the people,
it's good advice, but it's not going to happen when someone's in a panic about their AirPod.
Of all the people that have dropped an AirPod and we've had to look for it, which is probably every other flight at least.
We knew right where yours was in Nashville and still couldn't find it.
That's true. Because it was somewhere on the...
That went on for years.
Yeah, it did. It was somewhere on the jet bridge.
Poor little thing still there.
No, it probably is, actually. Anyway, so that's what I wanted to talk about. I just would like people to understand the frustration that flight attendants have with the earphones, AirPods situation and trying to do service and trying to do what we're supposed to do. It's also a safety thing, in my opinion. Something's going on. There's going to be half the aircraft that doesn't even know something's going on. So I just want people to be like, maybe you could just wear one, you know, like, can you do that? No.
I think just awareness.
Awareness. Okay.
Honestly, situation, because it drives me nuts too. Like the loud talker with the headphones in, it's like, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Or the person next to me decides what they want to drink, like after you've already been here for a minute.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. That's our podcast about headphones, AirPods, and other tragedies next time.
Done.
All right.